Good evening, everyone.
I started a little late. Apologies. Just heading back home. So we've had quite a bit of interaction with some of the Agar meditation members, and though people have been practicing for a long time, there has been at times confusions, ups and downs. It usually happens whenever you are on the journey. We always feel that we always have this notion that if we are progressing, things have to get easier. This is a notion that we have. But that's not how life is. You are definitely progressing, but that doesn't mean that things will get easier. As you progress, things will become more challenging. It is just like school. When you learn the alphabets, in the next class you start making words out of alphabets, gets a little challenging. And then you put words to frame sentences, that gets a little more challenging. And then you put sentences to make a paragraph, it gets a little more challenging. And then comes algebra and science and calculus and all those things. So as you upgrade, life becomes more challenging, because the more abilities you discover, the more nature brings you new challenges. When you are open to upgradation, the new upgrades come. So this notion that things have to get easier is something that you have to deal with. It's not going to get easier. It's going to get more challenging. But that doesn't mean that it gets difficult. It does get difficult when you're stuck in your notion. And that's what we are discussing today. And this mindset where we are stuck in this notion is what we call as spiritual ego. We call this a spiritual ego, where you start directing your progress in a particular way. And you begin to question any difficulty. You start getting angry, upset, irritated, and you want other people to behave as you would want them to. You start directing people. You want them to fall in line with your version of spirituality. This is called spiritual ego. So today, let us try and discover the hidden spiritual ego in us and break it. It happens to every person who is on the path of progress. That ego does affect you, does touch you. Even in the path of gaining knowledge, they say with knowledge comes arrogance. There's also ego. And so even in the path of spirituality, in the path of meditation, in the path of chanting, you don't get into this ego. You keep noticing, are people noticing me? Are they seeing a difference in my behavior? The moment you are asking for attention, you've just fallen into your ego trap. So let's now get into our regular meditation and then discover the spiritual ego. It's important to revisit it, and you have to be ruthless with the spiritual ego. You have to really pluck it out. It may seem a little uncomfortable. In fact, many people face challenges in their families to an extent that they feel, why is this happening to me? I meditate so much. Every morning without a fail, I meditate. Why am I going through these experiences? So who else has to go through the experiences? But you are the one who asks that I want to grow. And if you want to grow spiritually, you are going to have experiences that are going to be trying. They're going to be very heavy. But it's not going to pull you down. That is a notion that you are stuck in. But it wants you to jump up and pluck that fruit which you believe is just out of your reach. That's what this whole game is about. Exploring, experiencing, and winning. And every time you win, you have another challenge. All right, so let's start with the Maypole meditation. You know the guidelines. We don't have anyone new, I guess. So you know the guidelines, so I'm not going to give you the guidelines. Let's straight away get into this. Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In front of you, think, imagine, or visualize a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anxiety, restlessness, any mental clutter, mental chatter that may be happening in your body, mind, in your unconscious, in your emotions, wherever it's happening, just breathe it out. Now, ask the higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy and breathe out any pain or distress that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 to 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for the next 2 to 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Breathe in the strengthening energy. Breathe out any tiredness, weakness, or fatigue that may be occupying any part of your body, mind, emotions, your unconscious memory. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. Spiritual ego can be very, very simple. It can really be hiding in every corner of your mind. If you're on a street and people are honking, you get irritated, that's spiritual ego. Now, how are you supposed to behave? I mean, like, is it okay for people to honk? Well, it's up to them. So how are you supposed to feel? You just have to get into the mode of observation. You can close your ears, but don't close your ears with frustration. It is annoying to the ears, but not to the mind. Don't let your mind fall for anything. The moment you are in the mind, you experience trouble. You experience misery. You experience suffering. That is spiritual ego. That's how simple it is. So in your workplace, at home, while you're traveling to your workplace, while you're traveling home, while you're buying groceries, whatever it is, always look. Always keep observing where the mind wants to peek and interfere in an experience. When you are being the observer, then you're just experiencing. For example, you go to some place and you're buying certain artifacts or maybe vegetables, groceries or whatever. There is a certain price. Let us say that there's no fixed price. There's no price tag. And then the person quotes the price. There are only two choices. You want to buy, you don't want to buy. The moment you want to bargain, you are getting into the mind. What is the right price? What is the fair price? I don't manufacture those things. I don't grow those things. I don't transport them. But I have a notion that this could be the price. And what is my notion based upon? Nothing. The prices are so dynamic today, but if it's a Saturday morning, the prices are different. If it's a Monday morning, the prices are different. There is no logic anymore. So there's only one choice. Either I buy it or I don't buy it. The moment I begin to bargain, then there are two things that are going to happen. I want that person to have a share of profit, at which I don't know how much, but at the same time, I want to make sure that I'm not being taken for a ride. So are you going to be taken for a ride? Maybe, may not be. But when you bargain, you are directly jumping out of your wagon into your mind. Straight away. And that's where all suffering begins. Now put the situation at home. You are decking up your house. Your children or your spouse comes and they just litter the house. Now what do you do? Do you want to instruct them? And when they say, yes, I will, I've just come home, then what do? Do you pick up their bags and put it in the room? Or do you wait till they do it? Or do you not tell them at all and just silently pick up their bags and put it inside? What do you do? And in the process, what do you go through? What do you experience? So all of these experiences are there for us to observe and to understand, where am I in this spiritual journey? Now, why do these experiences come? The moment I imagine, the moment I believe that I have conquered my ego, it will show you you haven't. It'll simply show you, no, you haven't, here I am. And there's nothing you can do about it. Absolutely nothing. You have to swallow that bitter pill and you have to start all over. There's nothing wrong in it, because that's how we learn. We learn only by falling. I always say that if you have lived a good life, you're going to have battle scars. You're going to go through sadness, you're going to go through anger, frustration, irritation, agitation, you're going to go through fears, anxieties, you're going to go through all of those experiences, only then you're going to grow out of them. You cannot be born without, you can't be born with all this knowledge and without any experience. You cannot arrive to become a jnani without experience. And for that experience, you have this life. So at every moment where you feel resistance, the moment you feel resistance, imagine the resistance is coming because you are having a experience out of your mind. You are in the ego. You're being played by the ego. Every time you're suffering, you're being played by the ego. You have to walk that. You have to walk on that hot coal, burning charcoal called experience, and come out of it. There is no shortcut. But this is the way. And you have to learn to observe and to not react, to not avoid, to not run away. You must observe. It will come so close to you, it'll make you believe that it's going to burn you. You must not lose your courage. And that's how you grow. Every single experience, the more you grow, the more challenging it gets. The more you grow, the more challenging it gets. But what's more difficult is that when you grow, not only do you have your challenges to deal with, now the other people looking at you with a hawk's eye, checking on you, are you really the person that you are projecting yourself to be? One wrong move and they will pull you down. So you have people and you have your internal situations, you have experiences, everything coming together. It can be fun if you're up to this challenge, or it can be extremely trying. I have seen so many people faking it. But how long? How long are you going to fake it? It's easier to be real. It's easier to be honest, to say that, yes. So people ask me, do you get angry? Of course I get angry. I do. Do you get irritated? Of course I get irritated. So when you accept that I do get irritated, you understand that this is a part of your spiritual growth. It is important. These experiences are necessary. It's like many of you have children, and your children, maybe 18, 19, 20, 12, whatever their age is, this is the first time they're attaining that age. So this is the first time you're going to have a new challenge. Even if you had one child who passed through 12 and now is 18, the other one is 12. The first one when he was 12 and the second one when he or she is going to be 12 is not the same. They both are different individuals. They bring their own set of beliefs, behaviors, their own set of challenges, and their own set of challenges for you to deal with. Each one is different, and you have to go through all of it. The reason why I'm talking about the spiritual ego is now things are getting tighter and tighter and tighter. I mean, it's like squeeze time. The squeeze time is coming. And when that comes, you have to go through the squeeze. I mean, you have no choice. You have to go through the squeeze. It's now or later, but you have to go through the squeeze. But when you go through the squeeze, you just have to observe. You have no choice but to observe. And that's how growth happens. In fact, to give you, I probably have shared this anecdote where one of my mentors whose daughter had meningitis, and they said they wouldn't go through the pain. They said that this is Maya, this is illusion. There is this body which is going through a dream body, which is going through a dream experience. And they said this whole experience we are having is a dream. And this is a dream body, which is called our daughter, which is going through a dream experience in our dream. And so because it's a dream, we do not want to associate with it. So they kept observing the dream. And God puts you to the test. Consciousness puts you to the test. Are you really up to it? And when they were so serious in their dream journey, in their dream bodies, and allowing the dream body of what is called as the dream daughter to go through the dream experience, I mean, she miraculously healed out of that meningitis right then and there, maybe 30 minutes later. So we have no clue how consciousness operates. We have absolutely no clue. But you have to go through that grind. And we met that daughter after many, many years after she had gone through the experience. And she also had the knowledge of the dream experience and the dream body. She never took life seriously. And look at all of us. My house, my vehicle, my family, my money, my assets. Look at us. How much of my are we dealing with? And you're trying to make this dream existence a real existence. This is called spiritual ego. I'm not telling you don't buy the house. I'm not telling you don't buy the car. I'm not telling you don't put your FDs into your shares and mutual funds. I'm not telling you not to do anything, but don't be attached. Do all of it, but don't be attached. The moment you get attached, you are guaranteeing yourself suffering. So don't get into any of these attachments. You have a house, it's come your way. You never created anything. Knowledge is given. Experience is given. Money is given. And so accumulation happens. And then you realize this is the amount accumulated. And then you are shown a property which is aligning with the amount of asset or money that you've accumulated, and then there is conversion of money into a set, into a building. So everything is happening. There's nothing that you're doing. The notion that you are doing is false. Everything is happening. Every morning when you sit in the toilet and when you empty your bowels, you have a fantastic idea that comes into your mind. It came. You did not create. Let's be clear that everything is happening. Nothing is in our control. The more we want things to be in our control, the more problems we are inviting into our lives. But why won't we just live? Why bring in so much suffering of me, mine, me, mine, me, mine? How long? How much longer are you going to go through this? There is you, the body, mind, ego, and there is the spiritual self, the divine self that you are. So while you're in your office, as the body, mind, ego, you have to take decisions, you have to sign. But yes, be the observer. Be the observer. So if you're being the observer, you do things because they need to be done. There's no fear. So either you say yes or you say no. It's a very clear, it's a very clear-cut situation. It's a yes or it's a no. Now, if you're not clear, you can say that, come back later. But don't be afraid. What are you afraid of? Fear is of the ego. And you're working and you have some deadlines and you're working hard. And you are trying to beat every second, trying to finish something. And there's some guy who comes and he pokes his nose and he says, hey, can I have a minute of yours? You are trying to save time. You're trying to just shrink or rather stretch time and trying to accomplish more in less time. And this guy who comes, he says, do you have a minute? Why do you get frustrated? It's a yes or a no. So life will bring so many experiences like this, so many challenges. And you just have two choices. One is to be in the body, mind, ego and go through the suffering. Or you can be in the divine self and observe the body, mind, ego, go through the experience. The choice is yours. And nature simply doesn't care. It has given you these two possibilities, and you can just choose one. And if you don't learn, you're going to come back to finish the lesson. All of you who have turned 50 here, you will realize that life has already started playing back all those moments in your younger days which you have not resolved. How many of you here, with a show of hands, how many of you here are over 50? Can you bring a show of hands? Right. So there's only one. So are you getting reflections of your past? If you can just type a message, or yeah, you can unmute. So are you getting a reflection of your past?
Sometimes I do get, sir.
Yeah, but every time someone speaks something, someone speaks a word, specific word, they speak a sentence, suddenly there is a memory that flashes. Is that happening?
Suddenly it happens.
Yes.
But it doesn't affect like before.
But it's coming because there has to be resolution, because it's not yet resolved. That's the reason why it's coming. Otherwise, once it gets resolved, it won't even come.
Okay, sir.
All right. So these experiences keep coming. Thank you. So these experiences keep coming every single day. The moment you turn 50, you're on the decline. You're on the decline. Your life is going towards the end. It's like you are on neutral and it's just going down. And while you're going down, all those experiences that you have left unresolved is going to come. They are going to come. They are going to come for resolution. This is nature's way. It makes sure that you empty your baggage. But if you are going to divert your mind and if you're going to just try to shoo them away, they're just not going to go. They're just going to come back. And nature gives you such a long rope for you to work with. But if you still don't work with it, you're going to come back. And it's miserable. It's miserable. Imagine being sucked out of one existence and sucked into another existence. Of course, once you're out of this body, you don't even remember being born. But then once you're being sucked into another existence, you don't even remember that you had this life. But the point is, you're going to have another life like this, where you're going to spend the next 50 years doing God knows what, and at the age of 50, you suddenly discover that, oh, I didn't realize I had come for this. So get to the act. Be aware. Every time you're in traffic, the moment you get frustrated, just pull yourself back and say that he or she who is driving the traffic and honking is going through some challenge. God give them whatever you know they need to tide over the challenge. A simple prayer. Every time somebody is angry with you, shouting, God, this person is going through a challenge. Give this person whatever you know is best for this person to tide over this challenging moment. Everybody loves peace. Everybody loves happiness. Everybody loves joy. But why are they frustrated? We don't know. They're definitely going through something. So instead of getting into this challenge or fighting or argument, you can just pray, God, just give to this person whatever you know is best for this person to tide over this challenge. Now, that's how you tide over spiritual ego. It's a very, very simple practice, but it's difficult for you to remember when you have to do it. And for if you have to remember, you just have to do it. We either forget or we are afraid. We are afraid of losing. Why should I pray for this person? I want to give him what he deserves. I want to show him his place. I want to show him who I am. Either you can get into the battle or you can just get into the prayer. Freedom from prejudice. Freedom from perceptions. Freedom from perspective. Freedom from notion, freedom from belief, freedom from behavior. That's what we are all after, freedom. And that freedom can only come when you pull yourself back from the ego, withdraw into the self. That's the only way you can get to freedom. You must stop judging, stop perceiving, stop having a perspective point. Don't have a point of view. Everything is just the way it needs to be. If it has to be any other way, it would have been. It is exactly the way it needs to be. And to each one, their experience. So when these experiences come, the best thing is to just observe and take the lessons. That's all. That is the biggest gift that you have given to yourself, the learning. So let's grow from listening to practicing. So this week, just practice. Let us practice observing every single moment. The moment you find somebody grumpy, just pray. Just pray. God give this person whatever you know is required for him or her to tide over the situation. The person is not angry at you. The person is just frustrated with life, just irritated with life. The person is so angry because he expected something and something didn't happen. He's so upset because the other person did not understand his expectations. It's a mess. Ego is a mess. So the simplest thing that you can do is to just pray and to ask for the learning. Are there any questions? All right. So let's connect again next weekend. I hope all of you will practice. Let's all grow. The world needs more light. The world needs more wisdom. The earth is just waking up, shaking itself up. It just wants itself back. It's given just too much. And we have been too greedy, taking away more than what it has given us. And it's not angry with us. The earth is simply resetting itself. And in this reset, you're going to see a lot more squeezing. My mentor had told me over 12 years ago that people would just start dropping dead. Temples that are underground will start surfacing. Idols will start reappearing. It's exactly what's happening. People are dropping dead. Temples are resurfacing. Idols are being rediscovered. All this is happening only for a reason which is not known to us. So we just have to observe that as much as we have to observe what's happening around us and within us. So let's all grow within and just realize that every experience that we are having is something that is coming to us at the right time, the right moment, the right intensity. It's for us, specifically designed for us, so we have to learn from it. So do not fret or fume with people at home or people at work or people around you. Do not even for a moment believe that people are against you. Nobody is against anyone. These experiences are designed specifically for you, for your learning. So the one choice that you have is to just observe and say that, okay, God, give me what you know is best for me to go through this experience. And if you find someone who is upset, angry, shouting, swearing, whatever, just ask God to give that person whatever God knows is best for that person to be healed. There's one choice that you have. You can do this and grow out of your spiritual ego. Thank you so much for attending today's session. We'll again connect next week. Until then, have a beautiful weekend. Have a fruitful weekend. Have a lovely weekend. Lots of love. Signing off.